Welcome back to Noah's Number Ones. Today, we'll be talking about the number one reason young adult novels belong in schools. Today's novel of choice is Steelheart by Brandon Sanderson. Now, let's start off by talking a little bit about Brandon Sanderson. Brandon Sanderson was born December 1975 in Lincoln, Nebraska. As a child, he enjoyed reading, but he didn't really like to read what was assigned to him. And by junior high, he lost his love for reading. Luckily, a great teacher decided to lend him a book that she thought he might like, and then the rest was history. Sanderson found love for reading fantasy and science fiction novels, and he decided to give writing a chance. He said that his first attempt at writing was dreadful. He went to college and studied biochemistry, but took time off to start as a missionary. After his time as a missionary, he realized that he missed writing so much and decided to give it another shot. After he gave writing another chance, he had some great success and is still writing today. Now, let's talk a little bit about Steelheart. What exactly is it about? The book Steelheart by Brandon Sanderson is a thrilling action and sci-fi novel that shows a world where all superheroes are evil, set in a fictional city of New Chicago. The main character, David, has spent his entire life seeking revenge for his father's death. David became obsessed with epics, the evil villains of the story, and wanted to take them down. After he finds a group called the Reckoners, a group that tries to take down epics, he decides that he wants to join them. David sees the Reckoners in action and helps them take down an epic. But when he asks to join, they tell him no. He eventually proves himself to the Reckoners and they allow him to join the group. David proposes that they take down Steelheart, the tyrant of New Chicago, and even though the Reckoners are reluctant, they finally agree. David and the Reckoners come up with an elaborate plan to take Steelheart in his reign of terror. Now, a story like this definitely has some great literary elements, and so I would like to take a few moments to talk about the author's craft. Some elements used in Steelheart help to develop the plot, central ideas, or themes. One symbol that's used throughout the novel is David's father's gun. The gun represents hope in the book because it was the only thing that made Steelheart bleed, and the Reckoners try to find his gun in hopes that it will kill Steelheart. Sure enough, the gun is found, and they have restored hope in the efforts to take out the evil villain. Another device that Sanderson used was an idea of the flashback. At the beginning of the novel, David recalls the time when he first saw Steelheart bleed, and he vows to see him bleed again. This flashback sets the precedent for the entire book, and it becomes the primary motivation in the novel. David brings up the time in the bank multiple times in the book, and clearly shows how the event of the father's death has affected him and made him want to put an end to Steelheart. The contemporary novel has many elements that a classic would have. It develops themes and ideas using different literary devices that contribute to the overall plot and storyline. The takeaways that you can get from analyzing the author's craft in this novel are the same that you can get from another novel, making it fit in the classroom. Now, a story like this definitely has some great overarching themes, one of which is prevalent and the biggest would definitely be David's revenge. David talks about his revenge starting even in the prologue when he says, "I've seen Steelheart bleed and I will see him bleed again." The theme of revenge is shown throughout the novel because it is a catalyst for every action that David makes in the book. David takes enormous risks that could put his life in danger just so he can get to Steelheart. This shows why young adult novels should be taught in schools, because the darker themes shown in the novel help younger readers cope with their own challenges when they see a character can overcome and persevere through hardship. Now, I know what you may be thinking. How is this relevant? Well, it's relevant to today's society because of the illustration of power leading to corruption. In the novel, you have people whose judgments are clouded because of their immense power over regular people. The people with superpowers think that just because they are stronger than the average person, they can take over a city. Steelheart did just this. Steelheart knew that he was the most powerful epic around, so he decided to annex all of Chicago. But he did not take into consideration the lives of the people who lived there. He sent the poor people into elaborate underground catacombs and kept the people that could help him retain his power on the surface level. Steelheart still had no regard for citizens of what was now called Nukago, and he would even destroy buildings with people inside just to keep people in fear. An example of corruption in the real world happened in Illinois. Politicians who were running for office in the state were using campaign donation money for their personal use. They were using money donated by the people to pay for their lawyers and bribery cases, and they were also using the money for televisions, clothing, and more. These politicians thought that the money belonged to them because it was not direct taxpayer money, and the money and power got to their heads. Just as Steelheart let the power get to his head, the politicians let the money and power corrupt their morals. The author creates a message that is suitable to today's audience because he has a fantasy world to depict the social division and power corruption of the real world. Just like in today's world, where celebrities are treated better because they're upper echelon of society, the people who live in the upper streets in Nukago are treated with more respect and lead normal lives. And as previously stated, the power corruption of Steelheart is shown today through various politicians. Finally, this novel should be read and taught because of the themes that are shown in the novel, such as hope and learning how to cope with vengeful anger. The book Steelheart should also be used to illustrate the ideas that power can get to people's heads and that it can lead to fear and anguish of many people who are affected. Thanks for listening. This has been Noah's Number Ones. Come back next week to see what the next number one will be.